This is your wake-up call. It's Holy Week, and once again, we follow in the footsteps of Jesus Christ as he makes his way to the cross on Golgotha's hill. Could we entertain a thought today? Is it possible to have a Christless Christianity? I can't take credit for the formulation of this question. Thomas Merton, in a book entitled Faith and Violence, broaches the subject in a chapter entitled A Godless Christianity. It is an intriguing query. Is it possible to be in this faith thing without Jesus? Is it possible to worship in citadels large and small without a Christ reality? To be a Christian without an understanding of the intrinsic deity we say we believe in? Is it possible to have Christianity without Christ? That's like having a car without an engine. It looks like you can go somewhere. It looks like a car, smells like a car, acts like a car, but it doesn't have the power to move. Christianity without Christ looks like you're going to go somewhere, but you don't have the power to move. Having the process without the power. I think the Bible says it this way, having the form of godliness, but not the power. Today is a good day to pause for a moment and consider the source of your faith. Consider who you are in relationship with. Paul writes a missionary thank you letter to the church at Philippi. He thanks them for the gifts that they sent. But it's more than a brief thank you. It is a letter in which he encourages them to live Christ-like in the midst of competing cultures. In other words, there was a diversity of things, cultures, and religions that were calling their names, impacting them, trying to distract them from Jesus Christ. Be humble, says Paul. Press towards the goal of the high calling in Jesus Christ. Toss aside your stress and your anxieties, because you have the ability to do all things through Christ Jesus. In the third chapter, verse 10, Paul writes, the most important thing is to know Christ. Know Christ. Yes, know Christ and the power of his resurrection. The same power that raised Jesus from the grave is the same power that will transform tragedy into triumphs, weaknesses into strengths, and trials into testimonies. This is Holy Week, beloved. Examine, rediscover, review the source of your faith. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.